Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
You're listening to the Word of the Week podcast on burdenblessing.org. This week we're going to consider the date of Christmas. Now, many of us think first of December 25th as the date of Christmas. We probably take that for granted, and we don't often question, perhaps, where that date originated from. Was that the actual day in which Christ was born in Bethlehem? Well, before we get to that question, let's think also of the year that Christ was born. Do we know that figure? Many of us would probably assume that the year would be zero. After all, that's the transition between B.C., meaning before Christ, and A.D., meaning Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord. Would it make sense, then, that we mark that transition in the birth of Christ? Well, perhaps the figure is not as approximate as we may want it to be. For example, in Matthew chapter 2, we're told that Herod the Great was the king who wanted to kill Jesus after he had been born. Remember the story of the wise men? The angel warned them not to go back to Herod's court. Herod wanted to know where the child was. He felt a threatening of his kingdom. And Mary and Joseph and Jesus traveled down to Egypt for a time. Well, in Matthew chapter 2, we're told that they were told to come back because Herod had died and Archelaus was now reigning after him. Well, when we look at history, we know that Herod the Great was the king that came before Archelaus, but he died in 4 BC. So if we look at the year that Jesus was born as zero, we have some trouble understanding that according to history and according to the Word of God, because Herod the Great died 4 years before that. So it's most likely that Jesus was born around 5 or 6 BC, and that the transition from before Christ to in the year of our Lord is more of an approximation than an exact science. Now looking at the day of Christmas, obviously, again, our tradition is December 25th, but is that accurate? Should we be celebrating it then? Well, one thing that clues us into some questioning of that date is the fact that we know that there were shepherds out in the fields. Luke chapter 2, the shepherds had the message of Christmas. They came to Bethlehem to see the Savior who was born. Shepherds usually were not out in the fields in December. It was most likely spring or fall that the shepherds would have been in the fields with their flocks. That indicates some questioning of the December date. In addition to that, Clement of Alexandria, a Christian from the 100s, wrote, "There are those who have determined not only the year of our Lord's birth, but also the day, and they say that it took place in the 28th year of Augustus and in the 25th day of the Egyptian month Pachan, which would be May 20th in our calendar." Again, an indication that it might have been in the spring. Probably the most famous theory about the December 25th date centers around the Roman pagan holiday of Saturnalia. You've probably heard this theory promoted before as an evidence that we shouldn't be practicing Christmas on December 25th. The Romans celebrated this festival and dedicated it to the sun god Sol Invictus. A lot of their worship was centered around the planets and astronomy, and so the sun was obviously very important to that. And December was around the time of the winter solstice, and so there was a dedication then to this Sol Invictus sun god. So if the Christians took the date of December 25th to be in conjunction with this Roman pagan holiday, the question we ask is, well, why did they do this? Are they trying to follow the example of the pagans? Could it be that the Christians are trying to do away with the pagan festival and help people start worshiping Christ? Perhaps the Christians deliberately chose these dates so that they could assimilate into the Roman culture and they could still celebrate around this time of year and yet do it for the right reasons. We don't really know if this theory is correct at all or why the Christians did it if they did. But it's important to remember that this wasn't suggested as a legitimate theory until the 12th century AD. Now, that's a long time from the point that Christians started celebrating Christmas around December. And it really wasn't widely promoted either as a theory until the 18th and 19th centuries, and oftentimes by harsh skeptics and critics of the Christian faith in an attempt to discredit it. So I'm not saying that it's true or not true. Just be careful about assuming that it's true, because it's perhaps the most often heard reason of why we celebrate Christmas in December. The second theory about December 25th is that it was picked in conjunction with Christ's death. First of all, some of the early Christians believed that Jesus died on March 25th, which would also, if you count the months out, be the date that Christ was conceived, if his birthday is indeed December 25th. Tertullian, another church father from the 100s, wrote that the 14th day of Nisan, which we're told in the Gospel of John is the day of the crucifixion, that's a Jewish month, Nisan, the 14th day of Nisan was equivalent to March 25th in the Roman calendar. And so according to the Roman calendar, which is the basis of the calendar we use today as well, Jesus would have died on March 25th, approximately. Another church father, a little bit later, Augustine from the 300s, he wrote, "For Jesus is believed to have been conceived on the 25th of March, upon which he also suffered. So the womb of the Virgin Mary in which he was conceived corresponds to the new grave in which he was buried." And so, according to tradition, he was born on December the 25th. So that's a second theory about why that date was picked. Again, we don't know if it's true or not, and it could be one way or the other. But it's kind of interesting to note the connection there between the crucifixion of Christ and his birth, certainly something that we try to keep alive as well in our modern-day celebrations of Christmas, recognizing and remembering that this child came with a purpose, that Jesus took human flesh so that he could die on the cross, that he could take away our sins. There are many theories out there about the date of Christmas, whether it be the year or whether it be December 25th or some other time. The important thing is that we celebrate it for the right reasons. Obviously, if we're dedicating this festival to a false god, if we're doing it to mirror pagan worship, that's not a good thing. But at the same time, we shouldn't judge other Christians who decide to celebrate it for the right reasons, to center on remembering the death of Jesus Christ and remembering how important that is for our lives. That's really the more important question to answer, not necessarily when the exact day was, but the importance and why we celebrate the birth of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 contains some good passages to that effect, where it says, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." So whether you believe the first theory, the second theory, whether you think it was the spring or you think it was the winter, do all to the glory of God. Keep the Christmas festival, keep the Christmas day, keep the birth of Christ centered on giving him praise and glory. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.